This is Nyla, participant 9037. Okay, before we start, can you hit a buzzer for me?
Any buzzer that you want.
Perfect. All right, this is going to be really easy since you're 9. But can you tell me what letter this is? What's in the picture?
Apple.
And then can you think of something else that starts with the same letter?
Elephant? Oh, wait. You said A?
Yeah, something that starts with the same letter, so something that starts with A. And if not, it's okay.
Alligator?
Yeah, perfect. Exactly.
B. Boy. B.
Yeah.
C. Cookies. Chocolate.
Perfect. Are those your favorite kind of cookies? Chocolate chip cookies, same.
D. Duck. Drums?
Yeah.
E. Elephant. Elder?
Yeah, good one. That's a good one.
F. Fish. Fillers. G. Guitar. Ghost.
You're doing great.
H. House. Horse.
Mm-hmm.
I. Ice cream.
Yeah. What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Chocolate? You like chocolate a lot, don't you?
J. Juice. Jump.
Mm-hmm.
K. Key. Knob, like the doorknob. L, leaf. Ladder.
Mm-hmm.
M, monkey. Monitor.
That's a great one.
N, nose. Nostrils?
Yeah.
O, orange. Oval?
Mm-hmm.
P, plate. Perimeter?
Great word.
Q, quack. Queen?
Mm-hmm.
R, red. Right.
Mm-hmm.
S, spider. Slice.
Mm-hmm.
T, table. Title. U, umbrella. Unknown.
Good one.
V, vacuum. Vulture.
Yeah.
W, watch.
These are a little hard.
Written. X. X-ray. Extra. Well,
that's a good one. Extra actually starts with E.
Yeah.
What about, can you think of an instrument that starts with an X?
A.
Do you know what a xylophone is?
Yeah, like the thing with all the colors.
Yeah.
Y, yogurt. Yelled.
Mm-hmm.
Z, zebra. Xylophone?
Xylophone starts with an X, but where can you look at a zebra?
Zoo.
Yes, there we go. Alright, perfect. I totally forgot to introduce our robot, Jibo. So, Jibo, can you please introduce yourself? Hey, Jibo. Should we wait for Jibo?
I'm on Linux.
We should wait for Jibo. Alright. Okay. Well, we'll see if he wakes up. But can you hit another buzzer for me? Thank you. Alright, this is going to be really easy. Just want you to tell me what number this is and what you think comes next.
1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13. 13, 14, 15, 16.
What happened? How many did we go up by? We went from 15 to what?
20.
So how many did we go up by? How many did we skip?
We skipped 5.
Yeah, so if you skipped 5 from 15 to 20, what do you think comes next?
Twenty, 21.
So if we skipped 5 here.
Oh, 20, 25.
Yeah, exactly. What about next? What do you think comes next?
30.
Mm-hmm.
35. 40.
So now what are we doing?
Oh.
How so many are we skipping?
10.
Yeah, so.
50.
Mm-hmm.
60.
You got it.
70. 80. 90. 100.
We're going to skip a bigger number this time. So do you want to take a guess what comes next?
100 and...
Starts with a 2.
Starts with a 2? 120? Oh, 200.
Yeah. What about next? Any guesses?
Oh, 30? 300?
Close.
Oh.
What number is this?
500.
Okay, and then last one is a big number.
1,000?
Yeah, it is 1,000. Good job, that was a good guess. Alright, do you know addition?
Yes.
Can you read what this says, and then if you want to, you can try it. If not, we can move on.
Okay, so 9 plus 7.
We can always move on, too.
I think I want to move on.
You want to move on, that's fine. What about this one? Can you read what it says? And you can try it if you want.
19 minus 1 equals 18?
Yeah, good job.
6 times 3 equals...
6 times 3 equals 16. Answer to the one before.
Wait.
Same answer as this one.
18?
Yeah. 6 times 3 is 18.
21
minus
3.
Do you know what this
oh.
line is?
Yeah. It's division.
Yeah, so what would we say?
This is basically like if you're doing like the minus.
So what is, can you read this for me?
21 divided by 3.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to skip this one?
I don't know for sure, but is it 9?
Close. It's very close. It's actually 7. Because 7 times 3 is 21. So you're kind of going backwards. All right. You did great, though. You can go ahead and hit another buzzer. All right. This next one is kind of silly. So bear with me. It has some silly pictures and some silly words. Okay. So what is this?
It looks like a rock.
It is a rock. So if we have one rock here, what do we have now?
Two rocks?
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly what we're doing. This is called a yag.
A yag.
Uh-huh. So if you have one yag.
Two yag.
Is that what you would say? One yag, two.
Three yag?
No, it's still two. So one yag, two.
What?
You were right.
Three?
It's still two, but what would you call it?
You would call it two yag?
Yeah, exactly. This is called a kel.
A kel?
A kel. So you have one kel that we have?
Two kel.
Is that what you would say?
Two kels.
There we go. One slide?
Two slides.
This is called a pite.
Two pipes?
Mm-hmm.
One purse.
Let's call it a bag. One bag?
Two bags.
Mm-hmm. This is called a yawk.
Yawk. Two yawks.
This is a smide.
Okay. Two smides?
Mm-hmm.
That?
What do you think this is?
It looks like a weird bell.
It is a bell. So one bell?
Two bells. A lamp?
Yeah, let's call it a light. One light?
Two lights. One mug.
Let's call this a cup. One cup?
Yeah. Two cups.
This is called a brib.
A brib.
Mm-hmm.
Two bibs?
Yeah.
What is that?
This is called a mip.
A
mip.
Two mips? That looks like hair.
It does, doesn't it? Let's call this a foo.
A foo. Two foos. A sandwich.
It is a sandwich. Let's call it a snack.
Two snacks. A crib?
Mm-hmm.
Two cribs.
This is called a dup.
A dup.
Mm-hmm.
Two dups. A shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Two shoes.
This is a skack.
Looks like a hat, kind of. Like right there, but then all that extra.
Well, this is called a skack.
A skack. Two skacks. One toy boat.
Let's call it a ship.
Two ships. One rock.
We're back to the beginning. That was a little weird.
You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, he's awake.
Awesome job.
Jibo, can you finally introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
That's cool.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot.
Why are you turning on and off?
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Nyla.
My name is Jibo.
Turning on and off.
What's your name?
Nyla.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Let's move on to the next one. Do you want to hit another buzzer?
This is the last nugget.
Sure.
All right.
All right. So for this one, I just want you to tell me what you see in the picture and what you think might be going on.
I see fish. I see lily pads. See flowers. And I see a lion. And a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a boy. And
what
it looks
else
like.
Can you call it? What else can you call it?
And I also see like the fish swimming. And the boats in the water.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're doing?
I think they're trying to like swim in the water and see the fish.
Would you ever be in a boat with a lion?
I wouldn't be in a boat, because then he can kind of tip it over.
He can tip it over? Hmm. You think they're like friends?
Well, like in stories, yeah, but real lions sometimes don't really want to be friends.
True. Alright, anything else you see?
I also see a dragonfly over here. I don't know what that is back there. It looks like, no offense, but it kind of looks like a big leaf just taking over all the flowers. Like, I don't know what it is. This kind of looks like, a type of flower. So like,
flowers are a little wonky.
Yeah, well, you see them up close.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
What about this one?
I see a boy that's throwing a paper airplane, and he has, like, those type of hats on and some goggles. And then he has cars all over. He has a sock with pillows. And all his bed is messed up. And then you have a tree with his window. And he has, like, all the planes and, like, all the things up here. He has a pitcher. He has a goldfish. And he has some books and some dresses. Some clothes.
What do you think he's, like, doing?
Like, I think he's trying to make the paper airplane fly, like the other ones over here.
Do you think, like, maybe he wants to be a pilot when he grows up?
Yeah.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a nurse. My mom's a nurse, and her mom's a nurse, and her two sisters are a nurse.
Wow, that'll be super cool. Yeah. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right.
Oh, okay, so I see a girl holding a clipbook with a paper on it, and then a light bulb, and she has, like, some scientist goggles on, she has shoes, she has a coat, she has a book, I don't know if that's a toy rat, and another one with cheese, I think, and all her experiment stuff, and then a big octopus with that's holding the thing to see. And then this one's holding a pencil, this one's holding a book, and then the other ones are inside the tank. And it's like they're making a plan or something for the scientist experiment.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
Cool. Have you ever done a science experiment before?
Yes, when we was in third grade, we did a volcano, like, in our classroom.
Wow.
Like, and we got a big thing of it, and it was so tall, and then it all went everywhere.
It exploded?
Yeah.
That's
I got some on me. I see a girl that's trying to take a huge, huge garlic or
maybe. I don't know what it is, honestly.
And then I think those are snails.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's another snail. And then you have all of the other ones that are like that. And then you have the shovel. and you could see the roots, like the ones that it was growing on. And then you have the fence, and you, I don't know what that is in the back. It's probably like another one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the clouds.
Have you ever planted anything before?
Yes, we planted, about, like, 5 flowers in our backyard.
Wow.
They're all different ones. And they actually grew a lot of them in our backyard.
Wow. That's super cool. All right, that's all for this. Do you want to hit another buzzer? You can hit 2 at once, since you already hit all of them. There we go. Right.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Can you possibly read this for me? However much you want to read.
Okay. All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing to the wobble and songs like the doggy. And they really enjoyed line dances and Dan was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Miss Kent brought the CD player outside to the playground so the children could dance. The first song is to play was the cha-cha slide. Everyone clap your hands. DJ Casper sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the song, to the right, now to the left. Take it back now, y'all. All the children danced to the right. All the children slide to the left. Then they took it back. But before DJ Casper could say cha-cha-cha real smooth, something bad happened. The CD player started skipping cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. The students stopped dancing and ran off to find something else to do. Miss Kent said, "DM, do you mind if I take a look at the CD player before I can fix it?" This happens all the time at home. That would be wonderful, said Miss Kent. Dion took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was cracked, and a little dusty. Dion checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD with his shirt until it shined, and then slid it back into the player. Dion held his breath and pressed play. DJ Casper started play it again. Cha-cha, Naya. Cha-cha, again. Dion smiled and began dancing. All the children started running back to the dance area to join him. They had a great time dancing, and Dion was a hero.
You did so good. All right, thank you. You want to hit another buzzer? Here, I'll move you closer. And you can hit.
Great job.
Another two. That one. All right, perfect. I just want you to tell me what you see in the picture and how you would do it.
He's brushing his teeth. I would do the same, but I would always sometimes start from side to side, and then I start doing it in the middle.
Yeah.
He's washing his hands. I don't really use those type of soap. I use like the containers.
Yeah.
And then I rub my hands before I turn on the water, and so I can. He's tying his shoes. What I do before I tie my shoes, I'm always very like, I want to wear a type of shoes, so before, it takes me a minute to think of what shoes I want before I tie them.
Do you have a lot of shoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
But some of them we're going to take away because I can't fit anymore.
Oh, that sucks. Well, then you can just buy more.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's your favorite pair of shoes?
My favorite pair of shoes is the ones that, my sparkly Crocs.
Whoa, that's cool.
He's making cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I always get all the ingredients out first, and then I can pour the cereal and add the milk.
What kind of cereal do you like?
I like the Chex.
Sounds yummy.
He's putting on a sweater. I always do my hair first, because sometimes I'm getting ready for school, and I do my hair, and then I can put on my clothes.
Do you usually pick out your outfit like the day before, the night before?
Yeah, like I lay them, like when it's bedtime, I lay my clothes out on my bed, and then I go to sleep, and then so then when I wake up, all I gotta do is get my hair done. She's making cupcakes. The other day we, we actually make cookies, but we always get all the ingredients that we needed and like add all the stuff in the bowl. And then we added icing on at the last minute.
Perfect. What's your favorite flavor of cupcakes?
Chocolate.
Chocolate again? What's your favorite kind of chocolate?
I like the, I just like regular chocolate.
Okay.
It looks like she's painting.
Mm-hmm.
I painted rocks, and I used to talk with them, and like, because they have some company.
Yeah.
And I would always do that. Looks like he's in the car and putting on his seatbelt. When I get in the car, I always start talking, and then I gotta put on my seatbelt. she's playing with her stuffed animals. I have meetings all the time with my animals.
That's cool.
Looks like she's dressed up and ready to have a fashion show.
Maybe going to Halloween?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Alright, you can hit another buzzer, and we'll do one more picture and be done. Let's do. This one.
A pig taking a bath. And there's a bar. I have the container of the soap, but I always bring a bunch of, like, when I was little, I used to always bring, like, toys and play Barbies, like, they're going swimming, because I had those Barbie toys. And when I was a baby, I did have a duck in the boat.
Alright, well, you can hit another buzzer again, and we will be all done. Alright, thank you so much. You did so good, and you helped us do science today. You were a scientist just by talking.